This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. This week I got a haircut. And I sort of revolutionized my brand identity as being a cool guy that's young to have. I'm sort of a sleek man.
Yep.
Who's kind of like, I feel like I could walk into Calvin Klein and they'd be like, are you a model for this?
I feel like they would say, take your pants off. Let's see the underwear.
And then I feel like I can walk into a Calvin Klein and,
and they would say, take your pants off.
Drop.
Yeah,
trowel.
I agree.
Drop those.
Yeah.
Drop those and let's see that hog.
Thank you. That happens to Kramer in a Seinfeld episode.
It does.
Yeah. They don't say drop the pants, let's see the hog.
but they ask him to take off his pants and he's walking around.
He does put the undies on. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Keep the shoes on, of course.
I feel like that would be sensitive for me.
Yeah. It is intimate. Yeah.
In middle school, I was very worried that I was going to be a...
I was always very
I would like concoct scenarios where I would be in my underwear somehow and accidentally have a boner.
For sure.
I would be terrified. Yeah. I'd be like, well, what if for some reason I get sauce on my pants and have to change in my underwear I happen to get a boner.
For sure.
And I'd be so worried that that was going to happen that I would think about it a lot.
For sure.
What? Yeah. How would you solve that problem?
I would say I have to go to the bathroom.
Excuse me.
You weren't
can I just be excused? I'll pass.
After removing your pants.
Oh.
Now I have to go to the bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
Did that ever happen?
Yeah.
No, but I do remember having. I feel like there was one or two times where I had to be like, they were like, come up to the front of the class.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
nope.
No, thank you.
No.
Thanks for asking.
No. Thank you for asking, but I have a boner, I said.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for asking, Ms. Trigonometry. I do have an erection. Thank you so much.
And
I cannot.
This long division just got me.
Sorry, I cannot. I am boned up. Thanks for that.
I mean, man. You can't respond. She's like, okay.
Yeah, she definitely can't respond.
Who's next?
Man. Who else wants to do the equation? What other kid in the class wants to do it? Well, obviously, I'm joined by my friends Zach and Kelly.
Hello.
That's right. Zachary Carter Threlkeld.
Hello.
Kelly Jean Ross.
Whoop.
Wow.
Two of my favorite-ish friends in the studio
here. We love you.
Kelly, love you guys too so much. Kelly, very talented artist and florist, flower artist. Do you identify as a flower artist or a florist?
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, floral designer.
Floral designer.
So maybe the different option.
So maybe the... whatever you want to call it, but don't call me that.
Whatever you want, but you're wrong.
Yes, but flower designer. You're extremely talented.
Floral designer.
You did not do flowers for a wedding because... because our friend absolutely fucked up. Our friend Jay,
favorite Jay Putnam,
was on the show many times, and this is one of his cardinal sins.
None of us let him forget it.
We don't let him forget it. And you're a very talented artist as well as Zachary, very talented musician and designer.
Wow.
And Zachary's responsible for some of the freaking hot little items on PerfectPerson.shop, baby.
I would say.
Come on. But I would say you're the muse.
Oh, I'm the muse?
I would say you're my muse.
The telephone is the muse.
The telephone is really
the muse.
Compliment. Bones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I receive it. Thank you. Received. I love you.
Compliment received. I love you, too. Well, guys, welcome to the show.
Good to be.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And just so people are kind of aware, they might be wondering, who are these people who are on this show? What is their perspective that they even have? What makes you guys perfect to be on this show to answer these people's calls today?
That's a really good question.
It is a good question.
It is a really good question.
Today, I had blueberries and an orange.
We're going to take an ad break.
And I had a soft scramble that I made. All this for myself for breakfast.
You had blueberries and an orange.
And a soft scramble.
No, talk to me through your orange.
Okay.
That's a good question.
I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, because are you... Wet. Are you slicing and dicing the orange?
No.
Or are you hand peeling?
Absolutely.
Hand peeled.
Is it going to be in one piece? Ideally.
The peel.
To me, if I don't do it in one piece, the day is bad.
I do throw the orange away. If I,
we are really wasteful in our household.
For sure. We got to throw it away.
We're just so, like, I just need it to be correct.
Yeah.
And that, honestly, it never happens, so we don't have to throw it away because we are perfect.
Because you are perfect, so you do nail it.
Okay.
You
know what, there it is. I've we're never really thrown an orange away because every time it's in one piece.
It's in one perfect peel.
Wow.
One perfect peel is a good name for...
Something.
Your fans?
Hey guys, hey One Perfect Peelers.
Just one. It's just the one. Hey,
they're
One
group.
Perfect
it's a
Peel.
We're community. We're the peelers.
I really like
one
that.
One perfect peel.
You know
one
what perfect, I'll say? Okay. Peeling grapefruit, and I was telling Sarah this.
Peeling grapefruit.
Peeling grapefruit. Peeling a grapefruit in high school.
Yeah.
Was a big part of my personality.
Honestly,
for sure. For
I have
sure.
a friend from college, one of my first friends in college. She is from Tampa. She would always take a grapefruit to class and peel it, and people weren't really into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but did you do...
But that's what we do. It's great. It's the best way to eat it, I think.
For sure.
Second to maybe slicing and then a little bit of sugar.
Now here's where you're wrong. What I would do, the reason I would be so into peeling it, I would show the ladies, I'd be like,
for sure,
get a grapefruit, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to peel it outside of the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to see how messy I get.
Yeah.
And I would peel it with my hands. And then what you do is you kind of crack it open like that.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, you open each wedge of the grapefruit
individually,
either with your teeth, like it's a corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Or with your fingies, if it is kind of loose enough.
Like a corn on the cob.
Like you've never had corn before.
Like corns.
Like a
corn on the cob.
And actually like a corn. And so I would kind of open it up like a little parcel, and then you get those little fruit beads. Because I know what you're thinking.
You're trying to tell them that you can show them a good time.
The segments?
Yeah. I'm peeling the segments with my finger, and they're sitting there so impressed, not even on their phone.
No,
they're like, Miles knows what to do, and he can make me feel like that grapefruit.
They're texting their emergency number, being like, pick me up.
This guy is
call me
sitting
right
here
now.
For an hour.
Come right now for my excuse. Do the planned call.
Yeah.
Now.
I remember so much of high school was just me peeling grapefruits, and then we go in the back of some girl's minivan.
In North Carolina? Oh, my girls drove minivans.
In North Carolina? I peel a grapefruit. Yeah. And me and him, we sit in the Harris Teeter parking lot.
Oh,
man, Harris
Teeter.
Yeah. Man, being nostalgic over Harris Teeter is specific.
Yeah, very specific. Free sugar cookies.
Because then Kroger bought it or owned it.
Shame.
I don't know.
Really big shame.
We'll have to hit up Kroger about that.
But anyway, perfect orange. So I really like that, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that for you.
Yeah.
What did you have for a snack today?
A snack?
Or a meal.
You know what? Honestly, so I woke up kind of early.
Yeah.
And I had to go strike a wedding that I did yesterday.
Right.
So
you were not strike, to be fair, you weren't boycotting the wedding.
No.
Right.
But I did I talked about that kind of recently when the strike was happening, and all of our friends are writers.
They were like, wait, you
went to go pick it? I was like, oh, no.
No, no. I put flowers there.
I don't support
there.
You.
I put flowers there before, and now
I'm tearing down
strike.
The wedding.
That's insane.
I went to tear down. I hired Jay to come help me.
Yeah.
And
how'd he do?
Really great. He's really excited about it. You know, which is really fun energy because it's like I spent all of yesterday from, 8 to 3 setting it up.
And we need some new energy. Some fresh energy.
But it's so nice when it happens the next day. Anyways, hired him to come help me. Did that for a few hours.
Yeah.
And then we walked to All Time for brunch.
Ooh.
At like 10-ish.
I love a brunch.
It got coffee, got an OJ.
I just love going out. Honestly, I've been really deeply into citrus. Anyway, let's get the.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Let's get to the call.
Same first.
I really hope there's a call about citrus.
Oh, like, trust me, there's not. Trust me, there's not. Trust me. By the way, would have been a really clunky transition. I've been really into citrus.
Citrus.
So let's take a call.
Funny that this call happened.
But anyway, guys, the phone's ringing off the dang hook.
Oh, my God. We have to get to them.
We've got to get to the peelers. They've got
to
get to the peelers. What's up, peelers? tell us your favorite thing to peel. By the way, speaking of, people are sick of hearing this. By the way,
I'm about to say.
No. They're sick of hearing about how because it was the peel thing that I cut my finger on Christmas.
Okay, no. I have something to say about that.
Yeah. Okay, because Callie was there.
You did text because we came over for Christmas dinner.
Yes. That's right.
So much fun. Uh-huh. What so a lovely time.
Really lovely.
Lovely time.
You texted and said, hey, you guys got any Band-Aids?
Yeah.
We brought a whole box. That's anyways, right. I cut my thumb a few days ago.
Yeah.
You didn't have any Band-Aids?
I didn't. And it's not as bad as yours. But yesterday I was like, you know what? If it happens, I'm going to bring up that my thumb is cut on the podcast.
There we go.
Miles can stop talking.
No, I thought it was to be solidarity.
Oh, no, competition. Competition for sure. Obviously.
Okay, I misunderstood.
There can only be one.
Because you do bring it up a lot. Because Sarah made a joke about it. She's like, you talk about that here too?
And
I know. Well, guys, if you like the show and you're a listener out there, then you know that you can freaking follow it so you don't miss a single episode. Mm. And if you love the show and you're like, I can't get enough of this show, well, guess what? Now you can by joining the Patreon and subscribing to the Patreon, where you can get ad-free extended versions of every single episode, including this one, where we really went down about North Carolina.
Oh, huh.
We talked about the creek.
We did.
We talked about growing up in the South. Mm-hmm. And and also bonus episodes every single Friday where I call back people from the show and I get their hot, spicy little updates. How did my advice change their life? You can find out by joining the Patreon.
I will say my anecdote about the crick is one of my favorites about myself.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful story.
It's a class, exactly.
Yeah.
Just a little pitch. I think you should go there and to the Patreon and maybe listen to it.
I think you should go there and find out Zachary's favorite story about himself.
I think it's one of my faves. It is.
It's a classic
one of my
Zachary.
Faves.
Well, by the way, you can follow the Instagram if you want details on when to call in. I post them in the Instagram story. But until then, we've got a little call here and it's got to be special.
Miles, I think I embarrassed myself so incredibly badly in the presence of a guy that I have had relations with. Please call me back. I need to know how bad I messed this up and what I can do to resolve it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, we got to call this person back so we can tell them, hey, here's how you do it, baby.
No way.
Hello. Oh. Thanks for calling Perfect Person.
Hello.
Hello. howdy doody.
Hello.
I'm here with my friend Zach and Kelly.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Well, we need obviously a fake name for you. Mm. Before we even get started, Zach, can I get a fake name?
Cheeto.
Cheeto.
I love it.
Cheeto.
I love it.
How is it going? And how did you embarrass yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Oh, no.
This all started on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I went out.
A month and a half ago.
I know. I went out on my own to to a bar.
Fun.
And okay. I met a guy.
Solo, lone wolf style.
Oh, literally the bravest I've ever been in my whole life.
Honestly, really impressed.
Yeah, agreed. That's really cool.
What are we wearing? We're wearing all silver sequins.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the lowest cut shirt I could ever
Hell
own.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
And black jeans.
Absolutely.
Okay,
classic outfit.
Great.
Love it.
Classic New Year's Eve.
Love.
So I go home with him and stuff happens, you know, we're just hanging out, having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out a couple more times. I find out some lore.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Oh,
we love a secret.
What's okay. the lore?
Okay. So, okay. Oh my God. I hope he doesn't find this podcast. Oh my God.
Dang. Okay. I love it. Cheetah. Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
you hung out a couple more times, like in the next few days, over a couple weeks. What's love our it. Time frame?
Yeah.
Over like from New Year's Eve to like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Love it.
Cool.
Very recent. So yeah. I find out that he's an actor and he is in a local theater production. And I think it would be a really funny bit if I went to the show.
Yes.
For sure.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally
for
funny.
Sure. For yeah. sure. Love it.
For sure.
Agreed.
So I decide I'm going to go with my best friend who knows everything about this guy because I can't shut up ever.
Okay.
Well, that's what yeah. best friends you are for.
Yeah. And you're you into it so far. Yeah. You're like, you're down to clown. You're, right. you've hung with this guy a bunch of times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so down to clown. It's not even funny. Like, I have a list in my phone of my boyfriends, and he's number one.
Ooh. How many are on the list?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I love it.
Is this multiple boyfriends, like, of all people you're currently seating, or just like a hypothetical list of boyfriends, one of them being
oh.
like a celebrity, one of them being
hypothetical
this guy.
Hypothetical boyfriend.
I like it.
You got
like
your list. Okay. We love a list.
Nice. We okay. love a list.
He's number one?
No, they're all in the running. If I need one, I call one.
Love right. it.
No.
You're prepared.
We got a roster.
Love it.
We got yeah. a roster.
Okay, so you guys go.
Yeah, so we went to a musical last night, and guys, he couldn't really sing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. And like that's like, you know, mm-hmm. it's like fine.
Yeah,
it's like fine.
Okay.
I can get over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, he didn't know I was there. I didn't tell him I was going.
Yeah.
And about 3 minutes into his first song, he makes direct eye contact with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting like in the back of this small theater in a corner.
Oh.
And throughout the rest of the show, he keeps making eye contact with me. And I'm just so afraid that I've, you know, embarrassed myself by just going and existing in his presence while he's on stage, performing his heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the musical?
Good question.
There we go. Yeah.
It's The Last 5 Years.
Oh, I love The Last 5 Years. It's really good. And it's also an intimate show. Is he the second lead? Like, he's just one of the leads. There's only two people in that show.
He's Jamie.
Oh.
So, like, yeah,
so
he's
it's
Jamie.
His show.
So it's his show. Like, cool. He's, like, in it.
He's
all
Jamie.
Of it. And also, he's giving, like, emotional ballads to the crowd. Because in that show, mm-hmm. basically, there's two stars. And they kind of, like, they're not really in scenes together.
Okay.
And one of them's going forward in time. One of them's going backwards in time. And then they meet in one scene in the middle. And then they kind of pass. And then they end up
like
reversing.
I like this premise.
It's great. It's
I love
great
this.
Show.
I look into it.
But he's the star of it. And he's delivering these emotional love ballads to you.
Yeah.
And
exactly. If he's looking at you, he's singing.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I'm, like, I'm being humble. I'm being humble in the back. And I'm, like,
right.
he just has a spot that's around me that he's staring at while he's performing.
Mm.
And my friend afterwards is like, no, babe, like he like kind of messed up his words one time while he was looking at you singing. And I was like, ooh.
And well, my question is, are you worried that you embarrassed yourself?
That's right. Exactly where I'm at.
Yes. By showing up and like being like, this is a bit that I took way too far.
Not at all. Not at all. You crushed it.
You
honestly,
crushed it.
You crushed it.
Yeah, you did
feel
right
like
thing.
I would have been feeling the same thing as you. But you, it's so fun. You guys, he told you about the musical. Mm. You went. It's fun. It's not like you're being a stalker and you've kind of slept together one time and it was bad or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
been going to town on you a bunch this year, right?
Like it's been a year.
It's February, basically the whole year.
That's right. It's been a great time.
It's been hooking up. So it's like, I don't think it embarrasses you to go. I think that probably his perspective is he's like, oh my God, I hope she thinks I was good.
I dropped the ball. I fumbled it. Because
I fumbled.
This was the opportunity for me to show that I'm so wonderful and I messed up front of her.
And I'll tell you this, Cheeto, under no circumstances are you ever to tell this person that he was anything less than perfect in this musical.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It
yeah.
would.
Oh, I will.
I would move to Miami. If somebody came and saw it, if somebody came and saw me in the last 5 years and they said, you were fine, I would move.
Mm-hmm. Yes, to Miami.
It's to Miami.
I would have to move to like Russia. Yeah. Like, yeah. I couldn't do it.
Kind of cute that he got a little flustered to see you.
That is cute.
Are you into, do you want to like see him more? Or are you kind of cooling it?
I do. Both in a place where like, I don't know if you want a whole thing.
Oh, sure.
So it's like a little, it's just a little like crush.
Well, I don't know if it's a little crush, to be clear. I don't know if it's a little crush. You guys have been hooking up for the whole year.
Yeah. For
like, the whole year.
The whole year.
Your 2024 is each other.
Your 2024 is each other.
But are you saying you don't want it to continue too much to get it like past a crush?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, all we've done is, you know, a little bump in the night at like a 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't ever seen each other in daytime hours.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
No.
It's a theme. Nighttime theme.
Yeah. Nighttime theme. But
yeah. Cheeto. Nighttime in the nighttime. Theme.
It's sort of a themed date. I love a themed dinner.
Nighttime.
I mean, yeah.
I love it.
So you guys are sort of doing the nighttime themed soiree. Mm-hmm. And by the way, to clarify, yeah, you haven't embarrassed yourself at all.
Mm-hmm. At all.
But I would be like, he knows that you were there. You didn't talk to him after the show. You didn't wait around to be like, hi.
I sprinted out of that building faster than I've ever left anywhere ever.
Okay.
I'm very calm. I was in a group of some old people who I just kind of like shuffled my way in between a set of two old women and a couple. And I just kind of shuffled out with them. Like we were one big happy family.
Did you text afterwards? You're like, hey, awesome. So fun to see you. Or did
that
text
was my
you?
Other thing. We have not said words to each other since.
How long ago was this?
Last night.
Oh, okay. It's on you. Like,
you gotta text him. You gotta hit him up
because he's probably embarrassed.
Yeah, he's embarrassed
that you didn't say hi, and he's like, you know? She didn't even say hi after the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
which is like not the cardinal sin or anything. You haven't done any huge faux pas.
Yeah, maybe you know after you play shows, you know, it's kind of energy just a lot, and you're like, I need space.
Yeah,
blah, blah 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 before and after a show.
That's right.
But yeah, maybe just shoot him a text. If you don't ever want to talk to him again, that's great too. Just talk.
That's right.
That's fine. That's
or if you
fine.
Want a nighttime swim, just say, hey, Jamie is over and Jamie is gone. Over, all over me.
Yeah.
So come on over. So come on over.
Yeah.
And let's have a nighttime theme. I would say you should text him to break the ice because he knows you were at the show. He knows you didn't stick around to say hi after the show. Mm-hmm. Which is, and so I would just text him and be like, hey, let's hang out, BTW. Sorry I ran out of your show. I think it's polite. If you sit through a show, I think it's polite if you know the person to say hi after.
I think so.
Or just a little, hey, howdy do.
I think it's nice.
You know?
I think it's nice.
Yeah, but you could all, you know, you don't have to, you know, like, whatever, you didn't. No, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
It's not a heavy apology.
Like, you know what? Sorry's not the right word. Just like, I had to run after
had
the show.
I wanted to give you some space. Like,
yeah, there you go.
I just wanted, also, is there a chance he maybe thought it was you, but then maybe didn't think it was you, or was it? It was a small theater, so he definitely knows.
Thought, that's another thing. Like, what if he didn't like fully recognize it was me? Like, I don't want to be like, LOL, and then he's like, oh, you were there?
Awkward. Dot dot dot. Yeah,
but that's not awkward. That's like, yeah, I was there, and it rocked.
Yeah,
yeah. That's gotta
own it. I thought it's kind of that's a really cool move that you did that.
Yeah, I think it is baller.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you gotta own it so he can bone it. And Cheeto, thank you so much for calling in. You've done nothing wrong.
No, you did it great.
But I would say he might be, the only thing is if you're wondering like, oh, I haven't seen this person, I kind of want to see him. He may be waiting for you to reach out because it was like you were at his show.
For sure.
Yeah.
So if you want him to continue boning down, then you have to text him up.
Correct.
Definitely.
Will do.
Cheeto, thank you so much for calling in. You have the most incredible evening.
You're so great,
Thank
Cheeto.
You
we
so
love
much.
You.
Thanks for calling, Cheeto.
Yeah.
You're the best, Cheeto.
Love y'all.
Bye. Bada bing, bada boom.
Okay. Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl.
Honestly, we're really good at this.
Honestly, draining threes from half court.
Like, it's a little intense, right?
You know,
is it intense in here? The energy is palpable.
You feel the energy?
And it's like, we're really, really good.
Because it's so good. Because we gave the best advice.
That was intense for me. That was intense for me.
I'm feeling embarrassed. You shouldn't be.
You should be. Don't be embarrassed.
By the You're way, a baller.
That's, I think, if I answered the phone and just said, don't be embarrassed and hung up, I think I would be saving lives.
I agree.
We could get through so many more calls.
We could get through a ton of calls.
Or, don't be embarrassed.
Or, you have a crush? You should talk to them. Yeah. You should tell them. I'm in love with my best friend. You should tell them.
You could do a rapid fire episode where it's like,
How many calls can you get through?
I think in episode 100, I want to do a 24-hour telethon.
There we go.
Where I sit on the phone in here and we live stream it for 24 hours.
Tuxedos
only.
I would love to be one of the answering and like, Miles,
ooh,
we got a...
I love the idea of behind me is other people answering the phone.
Call center. Miles, we have a...
Hey, we're going to... Miles, I'm patching you through. This is someone who wants to break up with her boyfriend.
Do it.
You should do that.
Break it up.
Break it up.
There's a little tally mark on the wall that keeps... taking for every call, every problem solved.
I do like that.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah, I think that's a fucking
good one.
It's got legs.
We gotta be doing that. But we gotta take another call
here. Let's do it, baby.
Hi, Miles. Should I tell a customer at work to suck it because of how she's kind of being a bitch? Or do I just let it go? Call me back. Thanks.
Easy.
Probably,
easy.
Yeah, but probably no.
Probably, yeah, but also.
I can't wait to hear more details.
Also, yeah, let's not spoil it.
Because I get worried.
don't spoil the answer, but it's probably, yeah, but definitely no.
The advice is either going to be yeah or no. But I'm a little worried.
Hello?
Hello? You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back.
Oh my God, shut up. Oh my God, you're not. Oh my God, you're not serious. Yeah. Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm here with my friend Zach and Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh my God. Hi. I love you both.
We love you.
We love you so much. It's crazy.
We're gonna need a fake name. God. Kelly, can I get a fake name?
Teal.
Wow. Great name. Teal. What's
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite comments.
What it do? What it do? Teal.
What's goody?
What's goody? What's goody? Teal.
Sorry, I'm like still in shock right now. Hi. Okay. Oh my God.
I love it.
Hey,
you're doing so great,
it.
Teal.
It's good.
Doing we
great.
Love you.
So, who's the problem at work?
Yeah. Who's this bitch?
Okay.
Teal?
First of all, I need a fake name for her.
Okay. So you're Teal, and I think it's got to be Indigo.
Oh,
Indigo is the bitch.
Mm. Okay.
What a bitch. Okay. I work at a dog daycare, and first of all, I love my job. It's super fun. The problem is we have this client or customer. Her name is Indigo. Mm-hmm. Who just because she spends so much money at that place, thinks she can treat people however she wants.
Absolutely.
And it drives me crazy because my bosses, even though they're super sweet, I know that they still kind of treat her with like better than she should have be because she gives so much money.
Yep.
And I recently, literally, and it's just like, girly, you don't.
Yeah. It's
oh
not
my
like
God,
that
I
for
wish
you.
Knew.
Indigo.
Yeah. How do you tell the cash cow to fuck off?
Yeah, sure. That's right. Yeah.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
But still give me your money.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, the problem is also, so I just graduated college and I recently got a job in like, sadly, corporate America, but we'll take it.
Take their
the
money,
bag.
Baby.
Yeah.
Get that health insurance. That
yeah, literally. I got to get that bread somehow.
Get those Dippin' Dots, baby.
Oh, I love Dippin' Dots. Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I just love the idea of them.
I love the idea of them, but at the zoo,
we always,
got them?
I'm not going to buy
at a hockey game.
Yeah. At the movie theater, they're on like their own. It doesn't matter.
Weirdly enough, I'm big on them at like the mall.
Damn.
You think they're going to be like ice cream, and you know what? Spoiler, they're not.
They're not. But you're doing great, Teal.
Different shapes than ice cream.
But you're thinking, I want the hit of ice cream, but I want it to be what astronauts have.
I do want that.
But then you can stick out your tongue, they're all on your tongue.
I got freezer burn one time from Dippin' Dot.
No.
A Dippin' Dot?
Oh,
no, from a bunch. I put them in my mouth too quick.
Yeah.
And I went, ha!
I'm worried you did that to yourself.
I did. Wow.
Yeah.
You got to feel something.
They should have put a warning on the box.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Teal, tell us more.
So, because I have a job lined up, I get to leave in maybe about like a month-ish. And recently, Indigo has just been getting on my nerve with the littlest thing.
I see.
And it's getting to the point where it's kind of like, do I tell her off? Do I leave politely because I love my managers and like my boss? Or do I kind of stand up for myself, you know?
Okay, well, get more into like what...
Are they
what
pointed attacks towards you?
What's Indigo doing that is like...
So, for instance, there was one time... So she has these two dogs. One's a Doberman and one is a Chihuahua. So there was one time like she was coming to pick up her dogs from daycare. So I brought her dogs up. And as I was handing them to her, there was another customer standing there waiting for their dog to get picked up. And she was wearing like these flared jeans. And so the Chihuahua like grabbed onto her jeans and kind of like wriggled it in her mouth real quick. And like, that was it. And, the husband of hers like apologized, cause he's super nice. I don't know how she puts up with her or he puts up with her.
Yeah.
But the next day I was working at daycare again and she came in and was like, how dare you let that happen? Like, that's so disrespectful. You should have left, kept the leash shorter. Like, this is all on you. I can't believe you would do this.
What? You?
Complaining about how you took care of her dog?
I was like, how is this my fault?
Because
it was your dog.
Was it when you were holding the leash, it happened or something?
No, it was like as soon as I handed it off to the husband, like he had a hold of the leash when this occurred. But
and
like,
Andy goes like, you should have known to make
clearly
the leash
there's some marital
shorter.
Issues there.
Yeah, was anybody mad except for her? Like, was the person with the flared jeans
mad? I asked the woman who like got her like jeans bitten, and she was like, no, I was just surprised. It was more funny, if anything.
For sure, startling and comedic.
Yeah,
right. Here's hilarious. A Chihuahua chewing on my
jeans. Yeah, I was like, okay. Right.
When I was a kid, this happened. When I was a kid, there was a bunch of Chihuahuas at the end of the street.
In North Carolina.
One time I was being nasty to my parents, my daddy, my mommy. And what they would do is sometimes we had like a dirt road and it was like a gravel driveway. And sometimes when I was being nasty to my parents, they would say, okay, Miles, you're being nasty. Like, you need to cool off. You're going to walk down the dirt driveway, like, and past a couple other houses.
Right.
At the end of the driveway,
take a walk,
there was
Miles.
Like four Chihuahuas. That would run after you.
Yeah.
I remember
they knew.
My parents were like, Miles, you need to cool off. I was being an asshole or something as a kid. And I was like, whatever.
You sound like a gang.
Yeah. Like, cool off, baby. And then the Chihuahuas, they were sort of going, rawr! And they started running out of the yard. And I went, Mom, please, no!
Chihuahuas can be terrified until they actually come after you. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, they're tiny.
For sure.
But four of them, you know?
Yeah, there are four of them. They get eaten my ass. Anyway, so got it. So yeah, this is one of the offenses.
Okay,
is there
right.
another offense that happened besides something like this? Or is she just generally mean?
So she, because of that, wasn't a big fan of me, which is fine. I don't even think she even knows my name.
Yeah. Can't even remember.
So, yeah, she's. I'll tell her it's Teal. It's fine. So fast forward. So I was working at like our boarding facility because we have two different buildings. She came in to pick up her dogs after they had like stayed for a night. And we have this like point system where if you like have enough, I think it's like $15 a point. Where basically, if you spend enough money, you can like get a free nail trim or a free bath or even like. Certain amount of money off your transaction.
Sold.
So,
sign me up.
It's actually a wonderful thing. Yeah, by all means. She came in and was like, I know they only stayed for a night. So just, I know we have enough points. So just put it on that. Uh-huh. And that's fine. But the thing is, there's only so many discounts you can give per transaction.
Right.
So whenever I did like the biggest discount, she still owed $4.
Right.
And so I was like, hey,
classic.
So sorry. You do still owe $4. And she was just like, well, this has never happened to me before.
Sure.
So maybe you just don't know how to do your job.
Oh,
and,
okay. I know. I worked there for 2 years.
Okay. So here's my question, Teal. Mm-hmm. Do you have autonomy from your boss? Like, what's the management structure look like and where you can advocate for yourself? Because I've worked at different businesses where they're like, hey, by the way, somebody's being an asshole. You have the, like, they've told me, like, you have the rights to, if somebody's, like, really coming at you, we'll have your back.
Mm-hmm.
I've, like, heard that from, like, a different coffee shop. Then I went to a different coffee shop and they were like, the customer's always right. Don't you dare say anything to, you know.
Or, like, send them to us, like, pass it on.
Yeah,
kind
pass
of
it
thing.
On. And, like, and whatever. And so, like, I remember sometimes when, like, the manager would get called over and the manager's like, oh, no. That we're doing the right thing. You can't be irate with the staff or whatever.
Right.
But then I've also worked at places where it's the opposite. And
right.
it's just like, oh, I'm so sorry they did that.
Right.
So what does your management structure look like?
Yes and no. So because they know that she can be kind of an asshole, I've never necessarily gotten in trouble for like her. So she'll like, of course, text. Oh, that's the worst part. She has the numbers of my bosses. Ooh, and so she'll literally text them and be like, so-and-so was so rude to me today and blah, blah, blah. But I haven't gotten reprimanded for it because they know she's kind of crazy.
Ooh, yeah, man. I don't like Indigo at all, is what I'll say.
I don't like her one bit.
At all. I'm not a fan.
My recommendation to you is to do a little psychological warfare.
Mm-hmm. I'm liking this.
Here's what I would do. Here's what I would do if I was in Stitch. I'd go, I'm so sorry that you're having a problem with this. Mm-hmm. This is just how we do business here. Ooh. If you can make her feel like she's sort of dripping into insanity, that's what you want. People like this.
Yeah, right.
Do not like it when their words don't have an effect.
Yo, totally when you're
powers
calm.
Them up.
Yeah.
You being like, I am so sorry that this is a problem for you. This is just how it's always been. Yeah. And if she's like, you're bad at doing your job, you'd be like, no, I'm really good at doing my job.
Yeah.
This is your problem. Mm-hmm. People do not like that. Mm-hmm. And I find that that's a way to win. If you go toe to toe with this person, she's going to stick her chihuahua on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But you know what
Come
I mean?
By your jeans.
Come by your jeans. Yeah. She's going to be like, get him. You know,
for sure, Miles. But,
take him.
I take him.
Kick him.
I think that it's got to be a slow drip or just be like, oh, and if you really want to put icing in the wound.
I like it.
Now that's interesting.
Put icing on the wound.
Put icing on the wound.
Yeah.
Then you might want to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Your card got declined.
Ooh.
And then you rerun it and go, there it goes.
Oh, she would be
sometimes the machine just, just as a little like, you deserve this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, Miles.
That's just tough when people think that they have power, so much power over you.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
And but there's a bigger age difference, you know, between you two, and she wants to feel some control, and that just is like, you're just.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's tough.
She's in like her 60s, and you can tell she just thinks that everyone is beneath her.
Right.
For sure.
And she gets what she wants the more she complains. Yeah. She has like 60 years of experience of like, I've complained, and so now I get what I want because I pay and blah, blah, blah.
But I'm glad you're good at your job and you've got a good relationship with your managers because they obviously know you're doing a good job.
Agreed.
So like, keep doing a good job and, you know, slowly chip
but
away
also,
at her
is there
brain.
A way to like, do a kind of a bad job and can you like put something
I love
on? Can we do something
your
not
dog
negative to the dogs?
Oh, it looks like your dog's
the dogs.
Not here.
Something
Sorry.
With like
the gate's open.
Know.
The gate left open.
Yeah.
Oh, or no. Can,
it's so funny you say that because like so many of my coworkers have debated doing something like that with her because she's
something.
Just a psycho.
But just saying that something to her so that's much. Not true, just being like, oh, it looks like you don't have a reservation.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No.
Oh, you did it wrong. You did it.
You actually did it wrong. Now you're supposed to tell the time that you're picking up. It's like, just say that, you know, because like ultimately she's going to be like, hey, you're so bad at your job. And it's like, it doesn't matter what she says. Your managers kind of are aware that she's unhinged.
Yeah.
And you playing little mind games with her is probably going to be good. And you could also be like, you know what? Because you had sort of a hard time today, we're going to throw in an extra doggy treat.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Because people do not like that. People do not.
And you just being able to handle it and take it and like
and
be
just,
so even keeled is so powerful.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
No, not even Indigo.
That's really what it feels like at this point. I'm like, do I even bother? Like,
Yeah, but that's why you can't go toe-to-toe.
No.
Right.
But do we do psyops against terrorists? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure we do. Yes, we do.
My God.
Oh, 100% do that.
Do we pay foreign governments to deal with them? Yeah, we do. Yeah. So this is the advice we're going to leave you with. How are you feeling before we let you go? Oh, Zach's got something.
Good. I will for sure try that out and let you know.
Plastic throw up like in the dog kennel where it's like, oh, the dog threw up.
Oh, no, he threw up. Oh, it looks like that.
Oh, here, you should take it home with you.
He's like, just actual pranks. Can we prank?
Yeah.
Can we prank?
Oh, I'm glad you're like, you know, just have a little bit of time left at this job, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's really nice.
True. Which I'm sure makes it harder.
Yes. On your last day, you should just say,
oh, yeah, that's the whole reason I'm like, should I just tell her to like eat it or what?
It could be a final email just to suck it.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
Just one last little.
That's
all right,
true.
Here's your dogs, bitch.
That's good.
It won't get you far, but it would feel probably good.
True.
Drop the leashes and
walk. Oh, I would feel good probably for that love long, it in the though. Moment.
Yeah,
it'll feel good for one
well,
second.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. Well, Indigo, or Teal, excuse me, not Indigo.
Oh.
Whoa.
How dare you? Whoa. Oh, my God.
J'accuse. Miles.
Jacques.
Wow.
Jacques. But thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day. Woof,
bye.
Woof.
You're doing great.
Thank woof, you. Woof, you baby. Too. Have a good rest of your day. I love listening to the podcast.
So. Thank you so much for saying that. Ow!
I love the theme.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Also,
da, 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 ba, ba.
We're doing a good job.
We're doing a good job.
We're doing a good job.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, gang, I figure now's a good time as any to hop back on the phone.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Hi, Miles. So I am living out a real life Sleepless in Seattle moment, and I need help. Looking for your advice.
Which role in Sleepless in Seattle?
Now, let's give a refresh here on Sleepless in Seattle, because I don't remember it totally.
Tom Hanks.
Meg Ryan.
That kid.
Well, let's have the
Space
caller.
Needle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good point.
No, not Space Needle. Empire State Building.
It's Space Needle.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, shit. What am I thinking of?
Sorry, Zach.
You've got mail.
You forgot.
You go, no, okay. It's the Empire State Building.
Okay, same
Zach,
people, though.
It's Sleepless in Seattle.
Same people, right?
Should we hold hands?
No, it's
still Tom and Meg, though, in both movies.
We're going to need her to recap
just
it.
Because this is embarrassing Seattle? Because I love You've Got Mail.
Sleepless.
So do you know
what she's talking about?
I don't
about?
Think they go to the Space Needle.
Okay, Sleepless in Seattle, Wikipedia. A recently widowed man's son calls a radio talk show in an attempt to find his father a partner.
Hello?
Okay, literally, howdy. Thanks for calling for every person.
This is wild. Yeah. Wow.
We love it.
I'm here with Zach and Kelly.
Hey.
We're going to need a fake name coming right from Zachary.
It's going to be Tom.
Tom. Tom.
Whoa.
What is Tom. Literally good, Tom? Okay, so you said you have a Sleepless in Seattle situation going on. What's good? And also, if you remember what happened to Sleepless in
Seattle.
Can
you explain to us the plot?
Maybe, that'd be awesome.
Because we're getting confused.
You're getting a little, okay. We're getting a little confused.
Getting in the weeds.
Yeah.
Okay, Sleepless in Seattle. So Nora Ephron, Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Basically, Meg Ryan is normal lady.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is bereaved husband whose wife dies. And then his son calls a radio, and then Tom Hanks talks on the radio, and Meg Ryan hears it. And basically, she develops a parasocial relationship with Tom Hanks and falls in love with this man just from hearing him on the radio.
Tom is crushing
and then,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then basically, then Meg Ryan then kind of like stalks him, and she like then flies to Seattle where he lives because she finds him and then sees him, doesn't talk to him. And then the son writes the letter, and then they meet on top of the Empire State Building, one of the big New York buildings on the roof.
Okay, we have to apologize, okay. To Zach.
Let's get the wave of apologies because you convinced me.
You know what, Tom?
I love you so much. You remember when I was saying I love the callers?
You did.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
We gaslit Zach.
Tom, I love you so much. It's insane.
We gaslit Zach into thinking that this happened on the Space Needle. Because
and I said no.
Well,
wow.
Kelly's still like,
no, it's New York. It's New York because the son
Meg lives in New York.
Flies like on his own. He like sneaks onto a flight to New York City.
Right.
Because the little boy has like a girlfriend that helps him. Like,
yes.
Little boy has a girlfriend. Yeah, I forgot about that.
She like books the flights. She's like,
so she's older.
No, she's like, she's just like a baller.
Woman in Tech?
Yeah.
STEM. Yeah. Women in STEM.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, like every gosh. Disney Channel show where they just hack into, like, every child's a hacker.
I love this call so much. But are you the boy? Are you Tom? Are you Meg? Are you Nora? Are you writing
or are
this
you Space Needle?
I'm Meg.
Oh.
I'm Meg, but it's not as dramatic as then Paul's talking about, basically, in that I'm like Meg, in that as soon as I see a man online somewhere, forms a parasocial relationship and being like, oh,
yeah,
that's my husband. Like, that's
for sure.
That's who I'm meant to be with. Well, I see one TikTok of a man playing keyboard.
Whoa.
And I'm like, sold. Done.
Obviously.
Well, I feel like we got to then change your name to Meg.
For sure. You're Meg.
Sorry. Wow. Sorry, okay. Zach.
Meg. That works.
Zach's upset about
all
that.
Good.
Zach's upset about
it. We're trying to take him down still. He's up here at the Empire State Building. Come back down here, honey. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah.
Come back down here, honey.
Come on, honey.
Okay, Meg. Okay, wow.
Basically, then I have a new specific hyperfixation of a man.
Okay.
That I've seen is a musician, has had some videos blow up, but it's very relatively not super famous yet, but it's definitely on the up and up.
He's on the rise.
And basically, there's this kind of like, how do I put this? It's like a music cult that's in the city that I'm in, where it's like, it's not a real cult, but it's one of those ones. It's like all these new organizations that happen now where it's like ways to meet people, but then you have to pay to be part of it.
Sure.
But it seems like it's good vibes, that sort of thing.
No, I get that.
And he's a part of that organization. And so it's like when I discovered this man through these videos, I'm like, oh my gosh, love him. That's my husband. And I'm like, so I need to meet him somehow. I need to be, you know, that's where the Meg Ryan kind of like research, you know, I don't want to stay stalking because I've never gone to
the information's
find a man,
out
but
there.
Yeah.
The information's out there. And so then an event's coming up then for this thing that I know he's going to be at this Thursday.
Which Thursday?
I have booked a ticket to.
Oh.
And, so I'm going alone, going solo.
Wow.
And
everyone's been so brave.
Like, do I say something like, because now I'm it's a Sleepless in Seattle moment that I'm like, I've done research on this man. Like, I found his LinkedIn, you know.
It's all
not real. It's all fake.
Is he famous enough that if you were to say his name, we would be like, oh, that guy?
Mm.
No.
Okay.
Say the name.
No,
say my name.
One of the videos went viral that you probably have seen. One of the videos.
Should we know his name?
Oh,
or is it, do we
seen
keep it
one
secret?
Of the videos?
No, you should not know the name.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
So he's part of a musical group. So I won't say the name of the organization. Well, yeah, you could bleep that. I don't know. Yeah,
I'll bleep it if you say it. If you say it, I'll bleep it.
I want to know. I love secrets.
All right. So if you say it,
the group's called and it's a TikTok. Like bass music group that does like and so they had recently they've had a bunch blow up, and they had a really viral one of like
topical.
Blew
okay,
up
it's gonna
and
blow
he,
up
sorry I'm just sorry because this is to remind me to bleep it out
because
I can see it on a different waveform that I played it sound like three times. Why would I do that? Then I go and I go, that's reminding me to bleep it out. Okay, got it. Okay
right,
that's interesting. I think that you got it. So my hunch is that you go up to this person and you try to meet them organic, in the wild, no pesticides.
That's right.
I think that you don't go up to this person and say, hi, I've been following you for years. You know why? There's a very weird thing.
That's right.
And I felt this way sometimes when I meet cool people that I admire in public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, hey, oh my gosh, I love your TikTok so much, they might categorize and put you into a like, oh, this is not going to be a romantically viable person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Not that he's going to look down upon that, because obviously it feels so good to be liked. Mm-hmm. But he might just be like, oh, this is just someone who like knows me from online.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And whatever.
Now I put you in this box.
I put you in this box.
Yeah.
But if you introduce yourself.
But then I don't want to be disingenuous, because then, you know,
I am
a forward thinker.
Yes.
That being like, then what happens when then eventually, I mean, we're going to fall in love, and then I'm going to have to tell this person, be like, oh, actually, I'm Taylor Swift, you know, Q mastermind. Like, I was plotting and planning this whole way through.
Yeah.
All you have to do is play. You just watch Sleepless in Seattle together and be like, you know what?
Oh.
You didn't know, but I did this to you.
I think there's almost a thing of like, you know, But you don't need to say.
You don't need to say. I don't think it's being disingenuous at all.
You being
honestly.
Like, oh, and you're a musician, right?
Or like, you know, you'll be talking.
Not even that.
And he'll be like, what do you do? And you're like, this is what I do. And it's like,
are you
a
musician?
And he's like, I'm a musician. And you're like, oh, actually, yeah, I think I've seen some of your stuff online. Like, you're really great.
Oh, shit.
Well, let's do it. This, no better an opportunity than any. This is the learning podcast. We're lifelong learners here.
Yes.
Why don't you say, I'll be the guy. All right. I'm sitting here and just say what you would say to me. I'm sort of standing. I'm not in a group or anything.
Like
I'm Tom. I was in a group of people and they kind of walked away. And now I'm just kind of standing there
alone,
feeling the jams alone. Uh-huh. I maybe have a little pizza or something.
Maybe you're holding a drink and you're holding a snack.
Yeah. So I can't shake hands.
Okay.
Hands are taken.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi. I think I've seen some of your videos. I think you do really great arrangements of stuff. I just wanted to say, you do awesome work.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Let's do a redo of that one. Let's
get scene.
That's so, kind of what we were saying maybe not to do.
So yeah.
maybe not to do.
So I get
what that was so sweet. That was so sweet.
I was trying to find a middle ground of like compliment to like make somebody feel nice to be liked, but then not going full throttle. But yeah.
Totally. Like, but like, okay, new situation though. You're not just standing in the middle of the room alone. That's weird. You wouldn't be doing that.
In silence.
I'm busy. He's
at a bar ordering a drink and you're like just... You go up next to him, but not two next to him, like two chairs down.
Oh.
Also order a drink, you know. Like, oh.
Maybe the same drink.
And then it's like, I'm Kelly. Yeah. Oh, hi, I'm Tom.
I'll have actually, what he's having.
You know what?
Send him a drink from across the bar.
That's a different.
Yeah.
Send him a milkshake from across the bar. Yeah.
Wait, so, but you're going, this is actually happening Thursday.
Yeah, it's happening. Oh, so let's get real.
So to get totally real here, I think I've seen your videos.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I like it.
Oh, I've seen your videos. I like that.
But not off top.
No. Oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, I've seen your videos. I actually like, I've seen your videos. Not, I love your videos.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
them. Oh, I've seen your videos.
Yeah. Oh.
Because you're like, a great singer.
Ring the bell. Oh.
It's like, okay. I'm aware of who you are.
I love it.
It's not... I'm obsessed.
Right.
Because that might come out a little too strong.
Yep.
Oh.
And then he might be like, I got to be so perfect the whole time.
And I have another fundamental question. In the videos, he wore a specific piece of merchandise of like an IP brand. Uh-huh. And I also have something that is within the IP brand family. Is it then too psychotic to wear something knowing that then there is this connection? Again,
I love it. You're a forward thinker. You're planning it out.
I got to push back.
No, come on.
I got to push back.
Here's the thing. Okay, she wears it, but she's not going to go, hey, she's pointing.
You take off your shirt and you're naked and you show him.
You own
what do you think about this?
Remember? You own. Remember, you own this.
Same. Twins.
Twins.
Shit. What if he wears it too and you're actually twins? And it's like, oh.
That's cute.
I don't think so.
Is it appropriate to wear to the event?
No. For him, no. For me, yes.
Oh.
Oh.
For him, it was like a sweatshirt, like, and mine. It's the same IP, but which is weird, but it's like technically a nicer garment that I have. And then since I'm not performing, I could get away with it.
Is it like a Minions mug?
Is it a Minions fedora?
Now you gotta bleep the IP too.
Oh, dang, there's so much bleeping in this one. It's wild.
So much bleeping. You don't actually have to leave it, but it's a sweatshirt.
You said this guy's not famous enough to be your name. You're worried that he's the only guy in a shirt singing musical theater?
I do have an item of clothing that's the same IP. Can I say that without bleeping it?
This episode's going to be 1 second long. thanks for calling.
I don't know why I'm even saying that. I'm just saying I also own... one of the items?
I don't know. It's fun. It's like, you know, I think if it's appropriate to wear it to the event and you actually like the item of clothing,
okay, there we go.
Whatever.
I think it's cool.
It's not, I don't, whatever.
What's the worst that could happen? He's not going to be like, okay, you stalker.
Yeah.
It's
not
like,
at all.
You're going to go on a date with someone like, oh, I know that they like blue. Like, this is also my favorite.
I agree.
You want, I don't know, you dress for yourself, you dress for someone else too.
I agree.
Everything's good.
We can bleep this out, but I can say what I was picturing.
We're not going to cut it out. We're just going to.
I was thinking like he had a Dunder Mifflin shirt on, and you have like an embroidered Dunder Mifflin shirt. And I was like, oh, do I wear the Dunder Mifflin shirt there?
That's
why I was giving pushback.
But
initially.
I'll say
that's a good question.
Good follow up, and without giving away what the IP is. It's a classic piece of IP.
It's a classic. It's a classic. It's truly classic.
I think most people in the world are
love
familiar.
Classics.
And it's definitely not Wink Minions.
Wink, wink.
You wear an inflatable Minion costume to this really intimate like event.
By the way, saying Minions is a classic.
I just show up with a Gru. Yeah, Gru costume.
Classic.
Honestly? Yeah. That's a cool move too. Why not? Why not? Make a statement.
I love Minions.
Yeah.
Fucking go for it.
Also, wear the Minions.
I think you should wear I don't even give a shit what this guy likes. Yeah. Wear a Minions hoodie.
Wear the Minions hat and the hoodie.
Get him to, you want to be noticed?
Banana. Come on.
Come up to him at the bar. Banana. It's in. It's a
you're
lock.
Putting,
it's locked.
Putting yourself.
Banana.
Banana.
Can you hand him a banana?
It's done. He's like, done. He's on one knee.
I think whatever you do, be yourself.
Okay. Don't give good advice now, Miles, after all this. Be natural and cool and be your lovely self on Thursday. And don't, classic stuff.
But I think go to the event and have a good time and trust yourself because it seems like you know the right answer. Like that's not a cheap way out.
Covering
of this,
all the bases.
It sounds like you're smart, and I think it's good to think about the future and plan, and because that's you know
that was beautiful.
It's fine.
I think it's a good advice.
I do that too.
You rocked it.
I think that's good advice.
No, it just feels like you're mocking me.
Good advice.
I think also whatever you do, don't. Tell him that you know all these details about him.
Yeah.
Until later.
Mm-hmm.
Later, it's cute. Yeah. When you guys are married.
Yeah, save
you're
it.
Pregnant.
Married.
Yeah.
Well, she said it's her husband.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm like, you can't wait that long until.
Oh, you can
by
wait.
By the way, I knew who you were and I targeted you. If you're in the society, I'm also asking you, you don't have to, you're going to the buffet. You don't have to fill up all on one plate. It sounds like you're part of this music society. You're going to be able to
get
a little bit of snow legs, a little bit of crab legs at first.
Snow legs?
Snow
crab. Olaf is down there, chopped up.
Snow legs. What?
You get a little snow legs. Uh-huh. You can get your crab legs. You can go
shrimps.
Back.
What are you talking about?
You're filling up with shrimp and cornbread. Let me finish.
Okay.
You're filling up with shrimp and cornbread, and then she's going to get a second plate, Zach. She's part of a music society that this guy's also in.
Is she part of it or is she just going to this event?
I'm just going to the event, but then we'll see if I'm initiated into this like music cult. I don't know.
You gotta call us back.
Damn, I want to know.
That's cool. You live in the same city, though, as this thing.
Yeah.
You're not flying in Meg Ryan style.
Yeah.
No, I'm not flying in Meg Ryan style.
You don't
style,
have to drive like a few hours.
Okay.
Okay, good.
That's solid.
All right. So then I think that to me... You plant yourself in proximity and also make other friends at the event because you don't know anybody at this place, right? You're going stag.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
So solo.
Make other friends at the thing because
yeah.
I think this is critical actually to the plan.
Here
because if you're at this thing and you say what up to this guy, being like, it's actually good for you to have an exit plan because sometimes in a situation like this, you don't have an exit plan and it causes him to have to exit.
Yep.
And you want to leave him wanting more. Mm-hmm. You want to be like, here's the basic plan. 3-act structure, flirt.
Banana.
flirt, banana. And then make exit. But flirt.
That's the ideal. That's ideal.
You know what? That's how we got together. That's how we got together. In college, he was like, flirt.
Banana.
And then you leave. Mm-hmm. And then you want to be,
and then
you get the hell out of there. But you want to be able to retreat to your friend group, have a couple Mai Tais, and then maybe you see this guy circling around, and you go, "Oh, what up? Hey, have you
meet my new friends? Introduce
the others to." That's a really good
power.
That's a cool move.
You got the power the whole time.
Oh, do you know this person? I just met, but Whatever.
Oh, hey, you should meet this person.
Yeah. We're going here next.
You're the connector. Yeah, exactly. Come with you're us. The star.
And then they start saying banana and you go back off.
Yeah, it's my thing.
That's my thing. That's
we're
my
not friends anymore.
My thing. My thing. That's my thing.
So, but you got to make friends of the thing. Thing like this.
I'm excited for you. This sounds fun and exciting.
I agree.
I want to know how it goes.
I'm really excited.
I want to know what you wear.
By the way, what are you thinking about wearing?
Oh. Man.
Sorry, hang on. Again, I got to remind myself. Bloop it.
Bloop it. So you're going to wear your Minions costume or no? What do you decide on that?
Yeah. I think right now I'm leaning towards the Minions costume element.
Understand.
I like
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about going into this before we let you go?
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, dating right now is hard and the app suck. And I feel like, honestly, doing the research that is publicly available is not that different from then what's given in all the dating apps in terms of, you know, you get so much information.
I agree.
When you just see somebody's profile.
I've heard Instagram is the best dating app.
For sure.
From a lot of people.
Me too.
They say Instagram's the best dating app because
I've heard that too.
It's just people.
Zachary.
Oh. Sex line.
He really wants to.
Oh my God. This is the critical piece of information I forgot is I did try to slide into his Instagram DMs first and I got left on. It's one of the things that it shows that he hasn't even opened it or seen it because then obviously he doesn't follow me.
Delete it.
I can't delete it.
They've like sent a request. I've done it where I have deleted messages. But someone I messaged last year, I asking them a question and they have like a podcast as well.
Yeah.
And they haven't seen it. And I tried to go delete it because I'm like, what if we meet in real
That's
life?
That's exactly.
And it says, you know, I can't delete it. It's like been requested for them to see it.
Oh, because it's the business
chat. Yes, exactly.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I have a...
I'm in your same boat, sister.
I've been there. Because I've been asking like, hey, you should do the podcast.
It's not a crazy message. It was more like it was a response to one of the videos and being like, oh, like this is so good, like, you know, so it's not the craziest message, but you know, that adds a layer.
Well, then you definitely like, you know, you still don't go in with I'm a fan, but quickly if you guys talk and if it's going well, then later in the night you do need to say like, I, you know, I'm aware,
God,
whatever,
boy.
Just because he'll probably start following you and then he'll see the message.
You're
so
right.
You know, you don't want to be freak him out.
To me, I've seen your videos smizing.
Yeah.
That to me says, I responded to your story
for
once.
Sure.
I love it.
And it just has to be addressed for sure.
I've seen your videos, but you don't have to be like, I love your stuff.
No.
Also, that's kind of the point of the event maybe is like talking to people who have seen each other's videos.
That's
so it's
right.
not like this Tom, because I'm going to move the name to now this person is Tom.
I like that.
Okay. Right.
I think her name is
Tom. Okay.
Tom is not going to be thrown off by like, oh, you've seen my videos? How weird that you approached me at this event where I'm like
normal.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
I think you got it.
I think
you got it, baby.
A great job.
I think you got it. You're nailing it. You're awesome. And I do expect a text to the text line with an update request, and I will call you back for the update.
Maybe
show.
A fit pic?
Because this is happening on Thursday. Send me your fit pic. But I will need an update for this for the Patreon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Meg.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Meg.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're the best.
We
Thanks so much
you,
for listening to the show, Meg. You're
Bye,
the best.
Love the podcast.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow. I wish the best for Meg. Can't believe she's going to date, I don't know. Who is it? Who do you think it is? Tom Hanks?
For sure.
Some guy singing?
I love it. I get it. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that, honey.
I mean, for sure. But,
sorry.
Okay.
Flirt, banana. That was too much.
It was too much. I'm sorry. Honestly, sorry.
Bob.
We got it.
Bob.
I'm just so proud of all these folks going to places alone and feeling confident. And
agreed.
That's really cool.
Stalking my first date.
Agreed. It's so cool.
What a good story.
Another call?
No. Another call? No.
Zachary wants to talk to everybody.
I love the callers.
This is so great. It is addictive where every time I'm like, oh, it's the end of the episode.
Because they're so fun and nice.
And we got so many great calls.
They did such a good job.
Everyone's the best. This is why we got to do the telethon.
Dang.
I'm excited about that.
I think that'd be fun.
I think we should pencil that in.
I have good internet. This fucking computer's really powerful.
I got good internet.
I got snacks.
I got tuxedos for everybody.
I got snacks.
Good internet.
Water.
And a phone line?
Yeah.
I do have a phone line.
Yeah, you got it all.
I think it'd be cool to route this to a physical phone.
For sure.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
Or I have a headset.
Okay, that's just good.
We have the phones, us in the back.
We all have Bluetooth.
You can patch it to me.
We all have Bluetooth.
There's got to be different talent coming in on screen so that, you know, everyone is excited and they call in.
Oh, that's really good.
Getting emotional with this well.
Yeah.
It was getting passionate.
Well, Zach and Kelly, two of my favorite people.
We love you, Miles.
We
on the planet. Big love to you both. What are your... what are your goals for the year? You're both very creative people.
Oh, wow.
And I love that about you. But you're also both very, like, people. You're all both creative people that I love, and you're just good people that I love outside of
really
that.
Nice.
And I feel like you have both of those things in droves.
Mm.
And my question for you is, what are your goals, like, looking forward when you look at the next couple of years of your life?
Mm.
How do you envision those things playing out? And what are things that you are excited for? And what are, like, places you hope you don't fall into?
I like that.
That's a big question.
It's the
topical. We've been talking a lot about the future lately.
True.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it just, I don't know. We're 32.
Yeah.
We're pursuing our dreams. The last year was really big for me.
Yeah.
In a really great way. And last year was really hard also for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it felt, looking forward to this year, I don't know. I made a lot of my dreams come true last year.
Yeah.
And what were some of those dreams for the audience?
I had my most profitable quarter. Q4 last year was really profitable.
Hell yeah.
Made the most money I've ever made.
Fuck yeah.
So that felt really cool to be like, oh, I am running my own business.
That's so great. No, you were very inspiring to me when I was starting my own business because I knew that you were a business owner. And that was very cool.
It's tough
to
out there.
It is tough out there.
But like, what else would I want to be doing?
I know.
I've done it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. No, totally.
So I don't know. It's fun to feel excited and powerful towards like dreams can come true.
Yeah.
Like, I want to work with like, this designer or this kind of client. I want to have an event at this venue.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally feel that way.
It's a lot of work-related stuff, but...
Very practical, but like very tangible, and you're already like feeling like the physicality of those dreams coming to like reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing that, and now it's like fueled this feeling of we're just starting.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That's so exciting. I think what you guys are both saying about dreams, too, like, I feel like dreams are very fluid for me in a cool way where, like, I feel like being able to achieve your dreams or not achieve your dreams is sort of up to the fluidity of your dreams. Whereas, like, something I really wanted when I was living in New York was, like, I want to be on a UCB house team.
For sure.
And then if I unpack what that dream is, it's, no, I want to perform for people that are there to see me.
Yeah
man.
And a dream that I fucking am about to achieve on Saturday is, like, I have this sold-out Perfect Person live show.
It sold out so fast.
Sold out fucking
so fast.
In 2 days
fast.
It sold fast.
The people love you. Love you.
It was
love
crazy.
The colors.
But I was just, like, I love the colors. Banana. But it is like, I was thinking about that recently and I'm like, I owe it to myself to be proud of that because all I wanted then was just to perform for this crowd. And all I have now is this ability to do this thing that I always wanted.
Mm. Yeah.
But I think sometimes if your dreams are too hard stuck in one specific criteria, it's too hard to get there. But if you allow yourself to like loosen them up a little bit, then I don't know, it makes them more accessible.
It's fun to have concrete dreams, but they need to be a little more abstract.
Yeah.
Right. It's more of like a goal is like to feel more consistent with that pursuit
completely
of the goal of the dreams, right? Yeah. And like do more daily work on those things because
I love
like that's just what it like. Trying to just grab the goal is missing everything in between.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I don't want to skip the whole thing just to, like, get the ring. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's just not it at all.
Yeah.
But a goal of trying to be more present and consistent with that process is at least one for me, you know?
No, I think that's really the day-to-day also of, like, slowly chipping away. I'm trying to get that for some of my other bigger dreams where it's, like, I've said this in the show before, but like I came out to LA initially to be like, I want to act. I want to write movies and TV and whatever, all this stuff. And I think that the more I've gotten closer to that world and stuff and been able to fall into my own little pocket, I've been like, oh no, like I still do want that stuff, but I'd like to slowly be like, oh, I'm working on a movie screenplay. And that's like my little project that's just for me until it's eventually not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It doesn't, there's no pressure on it. I think that I want to, I'd like to, because I have these like little sort of more attainable things, I'd like to have big pie in the sky things that I slowly work towards.
For sure.
Because it's so exciting.
And today's the day. It's like, let's work on it.
Yeah, right.
The consistency.
Today's, hey, as Zach always says, today's the day, let's work on it.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for being here.
We're not apologizing.
You're right. I take it back. I take back both apologies.
People apologize too much.
I agree.
Yeah, same.
I think that's a fact.
Same. Saying, sorry, I was late. Say, thanks for your patience.
Suck it.
I get back to you.
Kelly, that's hot award-winning advice right at the close of the show.
That was rad.
And I, you know, obviously didn't make it up, but like I try to think about that a lot.
KJR original.
Put that on a shirt.
Guys, thanks so much for doing the show.
Love you.
I love you both. Big
we
time.
Love you, Miles.
You're the best. And where can people follow you?
At Kelly J. Ross.
At Kelly J. Ross.
That's on the Instagram.
At October.tooth.
October dot dot.
Actually, yeah.
You don't have the tooth?
No. Thanks, Miles. Oh, very cool.
That's really good.
The really dot's good. Actually artist.
No, so cool. So cool. Excellent. You don't have... It's fine.
I'll bleep it.
No, it's fine. Because
but yeah, someone else had it in like, what, 2011 when you made it?
I don't
it?
Even think any... It just wouldn't let me...
Do it.
Do it.
But go ahead, follow at Kelly J. Ross, at October.tooth.
Sorry.
For some beautiful... some,
thanks for being here.
Beautiful stuff. I love you both so much,
love
and
you.
I appreciate you doing the show. And if you're out there and you're wondering... Oh, by the way, before I even end the episode, Jesus.
Yeah.
If you're coming to the live show on Saturday...
We'll
you're going
to
want to be there.
We'll freaking see you there.
Yeah. And, you're going to want to be there.
You should... you can email at perfectpersonlive@gmail.com, but you also should receive an email with a link to a Google form so you can submit your problems for the show.
Because
I'm
going to
be pulling up audience members and solving their problems live on stage. It'll be super, super fun. So if you're coming to the show, check your email and fill out the Google form so you can be possibly selected to be counseled by me and my special guests live on stage. It'll be great. Also, there'll be exclusive merch at the show.
Really exciting.
You're going to love it.
Super
you're
sick stuff that is
love it.
Super sick stuff that is not online yet, but
never online.
Never online.
Exclusive.
Baby. Never, baby. And we'll be selling it at the show, and I'll be working the merch booth with Zachy Poo right here.
I'll be there.
I will be there. Well, guys, if you have a problem that's so big that you think is so bigger than the world,
perfect.
And you're worried about not being able to solve it,
for sure.
Just remember that perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.